and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
I'll say my thank yous, yeah, but yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like
it's about the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've done it once, and I don't know if I did it well. I don't think anyone ever does it well.
Yeah,
we'll just have a go and see what happens, and we can do retakes if we need to or edit.
Yeah,
should we do it?
All right,
let's do it.
Yep.
Ready?
Yabba dabba doo.
Bingo bango bongo. No, is that the wrong energy for the podcast?
I don't care. Maybe. I like it.
We're started and we're here and we're in it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading the podcast.
We might have clickbaited you into this.
It's a weird start for a weird pod.
Look, it's going to be a different vibe to this podcast.
I'll argue that it's going to be shorter because there's going to be no best bits in this podcast.
Oh, so true. But you've probably wondered, where the hell have Nick and Jules gone?
Yeah.
We haven't been on air for what, since Monday?
We did the show on Monday.
Yes.
We disappeared Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Other people were on air.
Who are they? Who are these two people?
Alpha Bucks song was different as the comment that I saw.
Appreciate everyone that sent out messages asking what's going on.
So much concern in the inner circle. So many people wanting to join the inner circle too while we were off air.
Well, hey, curiosity. That'll make you search Nick and Jules, find out some news. Oh, there we go. So I suppose rather than just saying that obviously we appreciate the concern, we should probably address why we weren't on air.
Yeah. And we haven't been able to say anything until this point.
Yeah, we wanted to say this earlier in the week. So we appreciate that you've been curious for a while and we're sorry that we didn't get to. We obviously legally can only do certain and say certain things.
Exactly right.
Look, Monday afternoon, Jules, myself and producer Aaliyah, who'll join us in a moment, we received some phone calls that was a bit of an indicator that the Nick and Jules show is done.
Yep.
Effective immediately.
We will not be returning. We did not realize that Monday was going to be our last show together.
Oh, that sucks.
And we didn't realize that this was going to be the last podcast that we would do together. So that's a bit sad.
It's all sad.
But,
I mean,
you know,
there's no world where the last of any of this was not going to be sad.
Of course not. It's been fun.
It's been very fun. It's been a great year.
And, you know, this decision has been taken out of our hands.
Not our call, obviously.
We didn't make the call. Exactly. We loved the show. We loved the audience. We loved all about it, Nick.
We were very keen to keep going. You know, we've just come off the back of the comedy cruise.
Oh, my goodness. We just met producer Aaliyah.
Hello, producer Aaliyah.
Hi.
How
down
are you?
The line.
Oh, indeed. How are you going? Because, you know, it's been a weird week, hasn't it?
Mm.
Oh, it's been weird. It's been a very strange week getting to sleep in, I think. And driving down to the Big Smoke to Melbourne and waking up and being like, where am I? What year is it? Not knowing where I am.
Usually you think that a sleep in is a nice thing, a little treat on a public holiday. And then throughout this week, I've thought, nah, I'd much rather not have the sleep in.
Yeah, I enjoyed getting up early. Turns out the schedule that we developed over years.
It's to keep us employed.
I enjoyed it. I kind of, yeah. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a weird time here at the station. And yep, Jules and I are done, as we said, effective immediately. You won't hear us on air.
Obviously, we would have liked to have stayed around. That's not what we wanted.
No, and we would have we enjoyed waking up with you, Victoria, and to everyone that tuned in and downloaded the podcast, and to our inner circlers and anyone that was with us across the socials, whether or not you listened to the show, but you liked our videos and commented there, and we appreciate all of that.
Of course.
We can't thank you enough how much it means to know that there were people out there listening to us and, you know, people that called in, shared your lives, said your stories as we did the same for you. And wasn't it great?
I know. Short and sweet, you know.
Just a quick 10-month stint.
Right.
6 weeks for me.
Yeah. Oh, producer Aaliyah. Victoria just got used to your cackle.
Right.
you have no idea the number of people that called in and said that they love the cackle.
That's nice.
Which is quite funny because our boss didn't like the cackle. The cackle cannot be held down. Absolutely not.
Must be refrained. And yeah.
But yeah.
The number one, what is it? The number one regional Victoria breakfast show? No longer.
No longer. No. So you know what?
It's just facts.
It's just facts. It's just, you know, it's a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that being in entertainment and in media, it can be cutthroat.
It can be fickle. And we don't know what is coming next for you.
And we hope that it's good and we hope that you enjoy it. And I'm sure that you'll get used to whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
We'll be okay.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be okay. You'll be okay.
We'll be thinking of you.
I just, you know, I hope that whatever show is based out of Victoria loves Victoria as much as we do.
Anything else you want to say, Aaliyah?
Yeah, actually.
Is your Tamagotchi still alive?
I think my Tamagotchi's dead, guys.
Oh, true. If you've missed out the last few podcasts, they're there.
I just love how when I was going through all this and getting all these phone calls, all I could hear was the beeping of my Tamagotchi going, "Feed me, I'm dying." And I'm like, "Me too.
Yeah.
Me too, bro.
Me too, man. I haven't fed myself. Do you think you're getting anything, mate?"
I haven't cleaned up myself or where I live either. Yeah. So you're not getting cleaned up buddy. Yeah,
much like the Tamagotchi, I've been sleeping next to a big poo. My housemates actually are super stoked that I'm leaving. any parting
poos
or words, Aaliyah?
Yeah. Producer has been my dream job for a long time. And I'm just really grateful that my first producer job was alongside the two of you, who are both exceptional, incredible, absolutely intelligent people who are just so skilled and really taught me a lot. So I can't thank you both enough for bringing me along for the ride. It was the shortest ride ever.
And an abrupt ending to the ride. You know, what it was is we got on the bike and we got a couple of meters and then someone threw a stick in the spokes and then we all fell off the front of it. And
we all fell off.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, who did that? Who was that?
We're like, we're looking around. We've all got scabs on our knees. And, you know, the thing is, we'll get back up.
It's a great story to tell, isn't it? Scabby knee.
You know, exactly right.
Look, I wasn't expecting that to be fishing for compliments, but thank you. You know, it's been amazing to see you, Aaliyah, grow, and we're excited for your, speaking on behalf of us, like we're proud parents.
Yeah, but certainly.
Producer parents.
See, I was meant to be the mum, but
right?
Yes, here we are.
And in many ways you were. Now, we're excited to see your next chapter. I understand this is not going to be the end of you.
Are you not retiring, Aaliyah, like we are?
Did I not actually tell you that I'm actually 65?
That's crazy.
This is actually my first and last one.
Yeah, skincare.
She's been getting too old for this shit, and it's time to call it quits.
Now we just like kind of don't know what to do with ourselves right now.
Yeah.
Floating around.
So, Aaliyah, we'll say goodbye to you before we wrap up the back end of the podcast, but thank you for coming and joining us.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Jules and I are both saluting you.
Mm-hmm.
My captains of the crew.
All right. Thanks again, Aaliyah. And obviously we'll talk to you soon, but thank you.
Oh, thank you guys. Love you.
And so the final chapter closes.
Mm.
You know what's interesting, actually? The podcast that's up just before this one.
Yep.
One of the, like it's called an Off Air with Nick and Jules, and then I always call it two words.
Yes, what is the title?
So the podcast just before this one is Final Chapters and Sophie Monk.
Oh, it knew.
Monday's podcast was called Final Chapters. How strange.
What were you talking about for Final Chapters?
The last installment of your letters from Jules talking about the horror story.
Oh my God.
As a child.
And it would make no sense too because you've got
the final chapter before
the third chapter before the second.
I was like, is this worth editing to make it coherent? Nah.
No.
Not really. And that was before I even knew what was happening here.
Exactly right. How could you have known?
Man.
At least
right.
We're still laughing.
You do what you can. Generally speaking, I think we're thankful for the opportunities we've been given.
Absolutely.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
It's been great
fun with you.
I've had fun with you, Jules. It's been great to work with producer Aaliyah.
Yep.
Great to work with producer Matt and Mama Bear
Mal.
Mama
Bear Mal.
it's been a great team.
Yes.
I've enjoyed it.
It has been good.
You know, we will, it's a small industry. For people who listen here, you might hear us in the future again.
Maybe. You know, you never know. We might pop up again somewhere. If not, we might move on to some other creative projects.
We don't know. Is
this the time to plug your socials?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, follow me on Instagram.
Slide into my DMs.
At Nick Feain, NickFeain. Find us there. I think at the moment.
Find us there. Will I be there?
Yeah, I suppose it's going to become a joint account. It's going to be like how, there's always that one weird married couple that always, it's like, you know.
Jim and Pam, first name on Facebook.
It's Marg and Benny.
Close.
I wasn't trying to name your
my
dad.
No, you got half right.
I feel like Marg is a very common. I met one of my friends, I met his mum the other day, also called Marg. I was like, is just every mum just Marg?
Maybe.
Anyway. Yes, you'll find me there, not Jules, at Nick Fan.
Mine is Julia Greenhuff, very formal.
And you'll find me there.
Oh, he's popping up.
Do a quick handle swap. Yeah, you might, if you do hear us out there on the radio again, hope to have you along for the ride. We don't know what the future looks like. You know, people get moved on all the time.
We get it.
It's a harsh reality of not just our careers, but a lot of other people's.
Yeah, if you're going through that, you've gone through that before, we feel you.
Yep.
Big hugs from us.
It's a tough time across the country. Is there anything else you want to say?
I think we'll be fine. That's it.
I think
we'll
be
hope
fine.
That you are fine. We love you for listening. Thank you.
Bye.